Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Roman League Podcast. I'm your host, former NFL scout, Tyler Roman. In today's episode, I'll do my final mic dry for the season. It's finally here. I feel like it's been a years, but after the season ended, the draft is finally here. And my Thursday night at around 8:30, maybe sooner, the Commanders fans should know who their new franchise quarterback is. Hopefully the fan base can rally around them and get excited for it, but knowing the history of this fan base, I'm sure that's probably not going to happen. A lot to get to, so let's get started. All right. Number one, Chicago, Caleb Williams. Not much needs to be said. Obviously, he's going there. It's the only visit he took. One of the most talented quarterbacks to come out in recent memory. He's set up for a lot of success in Chicago with Keenan Allen, the trade they got for him. I would say DJ Moore, Khalil Herbert, Roshan Johnson. They signed DeAndre Swift, signed Gerald Everett. Caleb's getting a really good position to succeed in Chicago. All right, number two, everyone that is listening to this pod, obviously mostly Washington Commanders fans. All the signs are pointing to Jaden Daniels, and he's electric. Had over 3,800 yards passing last year, 40 touchdowns, over 1,100 yards rushing, 10 rushing touchdowns. He's a little under 6'4", about 210. He'll be 24 in December. He's pretty good from the pocket, and he's able to go through his progressions. He really, really improved in that this fifth year of eligibility to head at LSU. I think I would, and a lot of fans would be excited to have him. I know it's been kind of weird with the top offensive end and his agent liking the post about, that kind of wasn't the way that Daniels wanted to go. I think it seemed like he was a little confused that it was a one-on-one visit, and then all the other guys there kind of threw him off. But it seemed like things were settled between Washington and Jaden's camp. And I don't think Washington does that unless they think that's their guy. I don't think they would go out of their way to make sure everything's good between them if they didn't think they were going to pick him. So I think it's going to be Jaden. John Keim has kind of alluded to maybe J.J. McCarthy is above Drake May, even if it's not Jaden. So that would be kind of interesting to me. McCarthy has a lot of upside as well, but he's only 21 years old. And, definitely didn't throw the ball a lot. Michigan didn't have to, so he does some development there. But I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels. I think I still definitely could see it being Drake May or McCarthy, but everyone else is hand Jaden, so I'm going to stick with Jaden as well. At number three, I have New England actually trading this pick to Minnesota. And Minnesota's coming up to get Drake May. I think New England obviously could take Drake May and, be happy with their pick there. But I think Minnesota's going to try whatever they can to, get their guy. A lot of signs that pointed to be Drake May. So I have New England coming up from Minnesota coming up from number 11 to get Drake May at three. At four, I have Arizona getting wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. Obviously, one of the best prospects, if not the best prospect in this class, position, regardless of position. Arizona needs a number one wide receiver. Marvin Harrison can be there from day one. At five, I have the Chargers taking wide receiver Malik Nabers from LSU. Obviously, this is a prime trade-up situation because a lot of people think the Giants would take JJ at six. So I think, obviously, Denver and Minnesota could come up here if they don't make that trade with New England. But I have the Chargers staying put, taking receiver Malik Nabers to give Herbert a number one receiver, which they badly need after trading Keenan Allen and cutting Mike Williams. At six, I have the Giants taking quarterback J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. I think the Giants might trade up to get him anyways. Seems like Daboll really wants his own guy. He inherited Daniel Jones. Jones obviously had a pretty good year 2 years ago, but was hurt last year and was inconsistent before that. I have Daboll getting his guy here, J.J. McCarthy. At seven, I have the Titans taking tackle Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Obviously, a huge tackle prospect. His father played in the NFL, 6'8", 315. He could protect the blind side for Will Levis. At eight, I have the Falcons taking cornerback Kenyon Mitchell from Toledo. The Falcons, obviously, AJ Terrell is a really good corner, but they need someone opposite him. And Terrell's a free agent after next year. So I think Mitchell can come in and be opposite AJ Terrell, or maybe take over as the number one corner if Terrell leaves in free agency. At nine, I have a mock trade here coming up with the Colts coming from 15 to 9 to get Anthony Richardson a weapon here. I have him taking tight end Brock Bowers from Georgia. They have Michael Pittman Jr., Josh Downs, Alec Pierce. They could take Rome Odunze in this trade-up as well, but I have him going with Brock Bowers, who has the potential to be a top 5 tight end in the NFL. At 10, I have the Jets taking wide receiver Rome Odunze from Washington. Odunze could definitely go higher than this. He can go as high as 5. He's really, really talented. There's three number surefire number ones in this class between Odunze, Harrison, and Neighbors, with potential to be more. But Odunze can come in, pair with Garrett Wilson long-term and Mike Williams now. Mike Williams on a one-year deal. So Odunze could be the number two to Garrett Wilson effectively in 2025. 11 with that mock trade of the Patriots on the clock now. Take him wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. Patriots think wide receiver is bad. They have Kendrick Bourne, Demario Douglas, all guys that are number threes pretty much in the NFL. They don't really even have a number two. They have Juju, but Juju hasn't been very good either. So I haven't taken wide receiver Brian Thomas from LSU. He can be their number one. He had 17 touchdowns last year at LSU. At 12, another mock trade here. Philly coming up from 22 with Denver. Denver needs more draft capital after the horrible Russell Wilson trade. Philly has two twos. They can come up and give Denver both of those. Denver doesn't have a second rounder. So I have Philly coming up, getting the cornerback Terrion Arnold from Alabama. James Bradbury looks old. He's not going to be there much longer. Darius Slay's getting up there. He can come in and be the number one corner in a few years. At 13, the Raiders taking tackle Talese Fuaga from Oregon State. The Raiders need someone opposite of Colton Miller to protect whoever's going to play quarterback, and Fuaga's a nice step in that direction. 14, the Saints taking tight end. The Saints taking tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama. Huge dude, 6'6", 360. Trevor Penny never worked out for New Orleans. A pick, first round pick from a couple years ago. Latham could play left tackle and protect Derek Carr.
At 15, I had that mock trade with the Colts coming up from 15 to 9. So now the Bears are on the clock. And at 15, I have the Bears taking edge rusher Dallas Turner from Alabama. He's had over 20 sacks over these last 2 years at Bama. The Bears obviously traded for Montez Sweat, former Commander, during the season last year. He was a great, obviously, addition for them. And they need someone opposite of Montez. He can't do it by himself. And I think Dallas Turner will be a really nice pick for Chicago.
At 16, of the Seattle Seahawks taking guard Tony Fantanu from Washington. I said this pretty much in every other mock draft. The Washington's offensive coordinator is now the Seahawks' offensive coordinator. It makes too much sense. Seattle lost both their starting guards in free agency. Fantano can plummet and play guard for them right away. 17 of the Jaguars taking cornerback Cooper DeJean from Iowa. 6'1", 207, 7 interceptions last year. He can also return punts. He can play corner. He can play safety. Jacksonville could definitely use that versatility in the back end of their defense. A wide receiver was a consideration here as well after losing Calvin Ridley in free agency, but DeJean is a nice value here at 17. At 18, the Bengals taking defensive tackle Byron Murphy from Texas. 6'1", 308. Can go a little higher than this as well. I think he's a top defensive tackle in this class. The Bengals lost DJ Reader in free agency. They did sign Sheldon Rankins, but Byron Murphy obviously is a much better player, at least coming in the league, I think, already than Sheldon Rankins. He has that ability. At 19, the Rams taking edge rusher Leatua from UCLA. 23.5 sacks these last 2 years. The Rams could use some added pass rush punch after Aaron Donald retired. Leatua can do that and stay in LA, going to the Rams. At 20, the Steelers taking tackle Olu Fashanu from Penn State. The Penn State product can stay local and go to the Steelers. He actually is from D.C. He was a Caleb Williams high school teammate. But I have Fashanu coming in and starting for the Steelers. Maybe not away right away at left tackle, but I can play right tackle and it might be a left tackle for Pittsburgh. 21, I have the Dolphins taking lineman Graham Barton from Duke. Miami lost center Connor Williams in free agency. Turn on offsides always hurt. Barton can play. He's played left tackle. Duke can play guard. He's played center. I think the Miami just takes him and puts him somewhere, and he's a starter at one of those three spots for Miami, more than likely on the interior. In this mock trade now, this is Philly, but now it's Denver after I had Philly coming up from 22 to 12. So Denver's on the clock. I have taken cornerback Bo Nix from Oregon. They just traded for Zach Wilson. Obviously, he's not a starting quarterback in the league right now. But Bo Nix, someone that's 24 years old, played a lot of college football. I could see Sean Payton kind of looking at him to come in to start day one over Stidham and Zach Wilson. And Bo Nix, I don't think he has the highest upside in the league, but you know, maybe the most potential to be a top 15, maybe top 18 quarterback. At 23, this mock trade, the Patriots are on the clock from the Vikings trade up to get Drake Mays. So I'm taking cornerback Michael Penix Jr. from Washington. Penix is a guy that had a really, really, really good, nice 2 years. In Washington, he was able to still have to stay healthy after those couple ACL injuries and shoulder injury at Indiana. Penix throws a great ball. I think he can come in, maybe sit behind Brissett for a little bit, but Penix is pretty ready to play, so he could take over by midseason for New England. At 24, I have Dallas taking guard Jackson Powers-Johnson from Oregon. Dallas obviously lost Tyler Biadasz to Washington. Powers-Johnson can play guard or center, and Dallas could use that. at 25 and another mock trade here. I have Washington coming back in the first round, swapping picks with Green Bay here, 36 and a third rounder to get pick 25 and take their left tackle of the future, Amarius Mims. The Georgia product only started 8 games last year due to injury. He's 6'8", 340, really raw, but has the potential to really, I think, in my opinion, to be a top 5 tackle in this league. Might take some time, but Washington really good developing tackles over the year between Chris Samuels and Trent Williams. And I think Mims could be the next great left tackle in Washington's history. At 26, I have Tampa Bay taking edge rusher Jared Verse from Florida State. They cut Shaq Barrett this offseason. They could use some more punch coming off the edge of Jared Verse staying in Florida, going from FSU to Tampa. At 27, I have the Cardinals taking edge rusher Chop Robinson from Penn State. Arizona took Marvin Harrison at 4. Have him come in here, get an edge rusher here to go in Arizona's defense and have someone that can finally, you know, develop and be a force off the edge for Arizona. At 28, I had Buffalo taking wide receiver Xavier Worthy from Texas. Broke the combine record for a 40 running a 4.21. Worthy had 1,000 yards last year for Texas. Buffalo could use that after the play threat, especially after the Stephon Diggs trade. I think Worthy would be a nice option for Josh Allen. At 29, the Lions taking cornerback Nate Wiggins from Clemson. 6'2", 185, ran a 4.2, 840 at the combine. Detroit traded for Carlton Davis in free agency. They still need corners. Wiggins can be someone that could pair for Davis for years to come. At 30, the Ravens taking tackle Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. 6'7", 327. He could play right tackle, taking over from Morgan Moses after they traded him to New York and help, you know, protect Lamar. At 31, the 49ers taking defensive tackle Johnny Newton from Illinois. San Francisco could definitely go tackle here, like a Jordan Morgan from Arizona. But 49ers did move on from DeForest Buckner in free agency, or they cut him for the Jaguars. Newton can come in and replace that productivity in time and, you know, kind of pair with Javon Hargrave to, you know, really keep that 49ers defensive line one of the best in the league. And at 32, had the Chiefs taking wide receiver Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. He's built a lot like A.J. Brown. I don't know if he'll be A.J. Brown, but he's a really, really explosive player with the ball in his hands. Kansas City needs wide receivers after the Rashee Rice incident and even before that. So this Kansas City could definitely use another weapon. I haven't given Xavier Leggett. Well, that concludes the Round League episode. The Commanders will have an exciting and busy Thursday and Friday nights with those 6 picks in the top 100. You know, this is one of my favorite times of the year. I'm so freaking excited. I think every Washington fan is. And I'm really, really excited to see Adam Peters' first draft as a GM. I really like Daniels and May and even McCarthy to an extent, but the consensus is saying Jaden Daniels. So I'm going to stick with him. Either way, Washington is in a wonderful position at 2. You can follow me on Twitter, NFLScout21, and Instagram at RomoLeague_pod. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe. This is your host, Tyler Roman. Sign off. See you next time.